KDLX.
Hold.
Again. 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
Clint, how you doing today?
Leaving Lowe's, where I like to spend money, evidently.
No, these places are crazy. I think everyone said one way on things that they never needed to do anyway, just that they need something to do.
You talking? You're a little scratchy coming in. Last transmission, 10-6, VLX.
What's the years I used to have? Never had these problems before.
That in?
India, 4, Mike Zulu, November.
4, Mike Zulu, I think you said November. You're scratchy. Your audio's about, I don't know, about down to the scratch noise, so it's just tough for me right now. You're getting audio now, N6CLX. More power or more antenna, I'm not sure what you're talking on, but you're just out there in the fringe area.
It's unbelievable.
With Mike? It's 02.
I got all my toes and fingers crossed. You know how plumbing is. I found a valve that had the box open that I need to connect to, the same type of valve, and I went through every hose, every fitting to find something that would fit on it. And I think I got it figured out, Tom. Like I said, toes and fingers crossed, N6CLX.
The gentleman you're just talking to is most often under the static level there. He tries, but it just don't work. Occasionally he gets in solid, but it's rare. But, Mike, I heard you wasn't going to have no problem with that. I was told that you have a license as a skin diver for the Roto-Rooter.
Dad, I eat grease.
shoot. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. Plumbing is just not one of my favorite things. I had to almost quit a job one time because it was making me do the plumbing. And I had to do all the electrical, HVAC, lighting, you name it. And I finally told them, I said, hey, you got mechanics for that? I said, there's no electricity running to it. And I said, if I got to do that, I'm going to find another job. And I lasted 32 years, so I presume they found somebody to do that. Used to have to work on everything from P-traps to digital control.
I have a brother in California that he graduated college with a Bachelor of Arts in, I don't know what it was, ceramics or art history. Anyway, he was into ceramics. He's the artiste of the family. And of course, he's done more jobs than the rest of us. He's also a teacher, but he lasted maybe a year at that. But his last job, he worked for Lucasfilms, and he was head of maintenance, like an hourly head guy at the Lucas Skywalker Ranch. And he did everything from changing light bulbs in George Lucas's office to unstopping toilets.
I seen a funny one this morning. You know how when you're housebreaking kids, and it showed a picture of a toilet still, and mom left a note on the bottom side of it, and she says, the next time I find you know what on the lid of the toilet, and I'm going to scrub it off with your toothbrush.
Don't let my wife hear that.
Yeah, my daughter's got two boys, and I broke them of that up here right away. At any rate, yeah, I just kudos, hats off to plumbers. And I had a friend that when they shut the plant down that I worked at after 32 years, he bought the Roto-Rooter service, and he just loved it. He really enjoyed it, wound up buying more trucks, and he just did really, really well at it. But it's just something that my mechanical ability stinks, and I just, everything I touched, it would leak or something. I just didn't like it. I had to around my house. It was an old house up there in Kansas. But my mood would go from a 1 to a 10 in the minus direction when I had to do plumbing.
Time. I'm doing my famous gas stop while talking to you, Tom. I don't know why it's always with you. So I figured out how to turn off the engine, but leave the radio running.
Probably not a good thing to transmit around a gas pump. I'd say that'd be a time where you want a QRX or stand by for a little bit, Mike. RAF and gas fumes probably don't mix very well.
Gas is going in, now I can just sit inside and wait. N6CLX for ID. $2.55 a gallon.
This is N0TR. Yes, thank you, Mr. Biden. It's raised 70% since the election.
I gotta figure out how I'm gonna make this old Jeep run on a wind turbine.
I've seen the answer to that. There's this old boy on Mountain Man. He lives up north here in North Carolina. And he had a flatbed truck, and he ran it on wood.
The environmentalists would hate
him. You think that would be too good on the ozone layer and such? But he did, until one day they were out and they were trying to get a tree out of the road, and I forget what happened, but as they got stopped, it severed the emergency brake cable, and his buddy was out looking the situation over, and Eustace put the emergency brake on, got out of the truck, and it went down this great big hill and into a ravine and hit a tree. That was the end of that.
Well, it's not the first time they made something running on wood, I'm sure. Well, what the heck, they ran railroad engines on them until they got out west, and there weren't no trees. Let me step out and put the gas cap on. N6CLX.
N0TR.
Inexpensive, relatively, well, shoot, cheap. What can I say? Cheap. Chinese 25-watt radio. I love this thing. Works good. And it plugs in the cigarette lighter, so I can put it in the motorhome when I want to go radioing in that thing. But the only problem is it's not direct connected to the battery.
That's kind of a stretch. I don't know how many amps that would draw. I think these 45-watt or so radios draw about 11 amps on high power, so probably half that. Yeah, I guess it'd be okay on a cigarette lighter. They run about a 16 or an 18 gauge wire up to those things, which is kind of stupid.
And believe me, all these inexpensive radios, they advertise 25 watts, but you put it on a power meter, and you can see that it's only putting out 8.
The only reason I have any objection to the bowfangs and that is it's a nice way for guys to get into the hobby and that. but it's also a way for the ones that walk among us to get a hold of a $50 radio and interfere with the repeater. And I've seen it done over and over and over.
Then they get their kicks interfering with emergency services and whatever else, and then give ham radio operators a bad name.
No, I shouldn't have said anything about it, but that's very much the truth, and so I don't like them. But I understand the reasoning behind them, and I'll tell you what, I was poor. Really poor, still am, but not that poor as we were back in Kansas. I was fortunate to be able to, for many years, I just couldn't afford to buy a radio back in the 70s and 80s. They were crystal controlled and much more money the Heath kids in that than this old boy had. So, I don't know, though, there's a lot of really good radios from Yaesu and Kenwood that you can buy for, they're down around $150 or so.
This one here was under, it was on sale. It was, I think it was $130, Tom. I mean, golly, for a tri-bander, does, obviously 2 meters, 440, and it does 220. It's my first 220 VHF radio, and now I know why no one buys them. There's no one ever talking on it.
This is N0TR. I wondered about that. Now, I've heard a lot of guys talk about this, what is it, DMR? It's digital. And they've talked quite favorably about it. I heard one guy say he talked to his brother up in New York regularly from down here. However, I don't have an interest in it, but yes, that is quite a bargain for tri-band. I had a friend that had a tri-band, and it was a name band. And, boy, that antenna he bought for that thing, like to knock you dead, he took care of all the microwave systems on the Kansas Southern Railroad in 5SD. And he wound up getting rid of it and just getting a dual bander. We did use 440 up there quite a bit for local traffic. And then we used a 146.94 for longer range because it was up much higher. But this is dual band, and it's an old radio, ICOM 208. And the ones in my car are dual band. I don't know as I ever talked on 440 on them, though, but there is some traffic on 440.
440, there's a group on 440 repeater over. Gaffney every morning. I hear them as I get close to work. But, you know, tri-band is great. You can only talk on one band at a time. I've got this radio for that awesome price, $130, whatever it was. Between the whip and the mount for the antenna, I think I paid almost $100 for all of that.
The remote kits for the car and for the truck, and I really like that. And Mike, you're getting real fuzzy and weak now.
Yeah, I backed down into the driveway, so my house sits down below street level, and street level is down in a canyon here almost. So this was West Virginia. I'd say I'm talking to you from the holler. So I guess that means I'll holler at you later, Tom. I'm going to go in and get on my back again. N6CLX, clear on your place.
N6CLX, N0TR. Okay, don't bust any knuckles there, Mike. Say hello to the family in 73. This N0TR is clear, and the wife says she's ready to eat, so I'm going to shut this off.